time to like tell the other person to pay.
Yeah, so, I don't know if that's offensive or funny, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This guy, do you get me?
You ready, yeah?
Yeah, am I in the shop?
Yeah, obviously.
I don't trust this guy. Sometimes, bro. One time, there's been times,
that was
bro,
like season one, man. You
filmed some things,
up,
right? When I look back at the video, it's just literally, it's just his face is clear. Half of my face isn't even
I mean, like,
it's just
like
the top of my head. The top of my head.
Anyway, like,
it goes
nah,
like that, bro.
Rub it in my face as well. You put the camera onto me. All you can see is literally the top of my head as well. You're speaking. I'm like, bro, what are you
Yo,
doing?
Yo, you gotta get the shot sometimes, man, you know? I was learning how to edit.
Why don't you lot cop? Why don't you use camera stands?
I used to have one, you know, but then I broke it. I always end up breaking. I'm not trusting them.
Yeah,
I broke two of them as well before I actually learned to use one. Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's
I think there's always gonna be a way to stand it up. In
yeah,
the video kind of
thing. That's true.
Yeah.
But you know, it is also laziness. But sometimes you gotta be lazy, man.
There's no such thing as laziness, bro. You can't be lazy, hold on.
I mean, we're not lazy, like, in every other regard.
Yeah.
It's just, like, the camera stands, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I see that as, like, a low ROI. You know what I'm saying?
Brother, just go on Amazon.
But, like, if,
like
I, was doing,
pound.
If I was doing public interviews, then yeah. I would definitely have, like, you know, tripods and shit. Like
oh, okay. That makes sense.
Wait, turn off the aircon again. I think it's the aircon.
I need to, like, fully do that, though. Push myself out of the comfort zone, bro.
Bro, you have to, man. I'm telling you, it's the one thing. Like, if you don't, yeah, you'll regret it.
Yeah. Now,
yeah,
like, it's gonna die out as well.
I think it might be the headphone. There's like a whining sound, but I think I can take that down in post production.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like some humming sound. Yeah. I mean, that's my.
Yeah.
That's mine. That's mine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What are we going to say today?
That's recording, yeah?
Yeah, it's recording.
I do this with my boy all the time. I'm like, bro, check it 100 times, yeah?
It is.
Bro, we recorded a 3-hour podcast unrecorded.
That's Pete. Bro, that's Pete.
That's crazy, man.
We had a pretty big, like, Kenyan guest that we didn't record at
Marco.
All. Yeah, man. He had like fucking 300k on TikTok and shit.
Oh,
and like,
shit.
I knew him from like back in the day. Cause like, low key, I was doing some wet shit on Instagram, innit? I was doing like those like outfit pictures and all of that.
Oh, okay.
Because I was trying to get free clothes, basically. And he was doing the same kind of thing. So like, it was like a comment spree. You basically like go in a little Instagram group and then you like post each other's shit or whatever. So I knew him from that. And then, yeah, we filmed the whole thing. My guy cried. He cried on the podcast, yeah? Opening up about his mom and shit. It was a roller coaster.
Oh,
probably
shit.
The best one we've ever filmed. Didn't press record, man. But yeah, we pressed record today, I think.
Yeah.
Now I'm paranoid.
You know when it says, I think, yeah?
You know,
I don't trust that shit, you know?
You know, I don't deal in absolutes, you know? I deal in ifs, buts, and maybes. But yeah, we got Gervs over here.
Kilimanjaro podcast. Back at it again.
Episode.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice.
don't know. We never know what the episode is,
man.
But yeah, introduce yourself, obviously. I mean, I hope you've seen him. Like, he's the resident woman in the house, so big up to him.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but yeah, nah.
Didn't even go in on it.
But yeah, nah. If you've seen his stuff, then you know, like, what he's on and all of that. But yeah, if you want to give an introduction to the people who don't know you for whatever reason.
Cool. My name is Gervs. My pronouns are they, them.
They, them.
I can't keep it serious.
No. All
right, no pronouns, nothing. My name is Gervs. Obviously, if you see my channel, Universal Thoughts.
Yeah.
We've been trying to plan to come on here for time now.
Yeah.
And now I'm finally here, bro. So let's kickstart and see
yeah,
how it goes,
man. You were doing it in like, what was it? It was like a uni thing, innit? Before.
We used to go around unis. Mainly Royal Holloway.
Yeah.
And that's where we used to record.
Why Royal Holloway?
I just know half the people there, man.
Oh, fair enough, fair
no,
enough, fair enough.
Anything,
man's just connected.
Because like, a lot of like friends from my school
went there.
And
yeah.
then I just made connections around there. And then, bro, Indians in one place.
Yeah.
Everyone just knows each other, innit?
Yeah.
I just like, went, man.
And it's easier, man. You know, like people have got onto me on this podcast for getting too many Indian guests.
Why?
Why? Because the reason why is obviously, well, the reason why I do it is because I know that it's easier to connect with them and they're going to connect with me easier. They're gonna be like, okay, you know, he's brown, he shares the same skin, he must share the same values, he must do so why not come on. But this podcast is obviously supposed to be like talking to absolutely everyone, getting like all these different perspectives and kind of like deducing it to like what people tell themselves versus like what is the reality in it.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So with that being said, we kind of have to get like people from different races and of stuff course. Like that, different backgrounds, different ages and all of that. And one of our episodes, it was with your guy, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
It was with Aaron, and he was basically getting onto me for like 20 minutes or something about like why I didn't get any black guests, innit?
Oh, right.
Yeah, but bro, it's not like I don't message them. I message them, innit? You guys just have to reply to me, you know what I mean?
Just reply to Killy Podcast. Yeah, man. You lot are slacking.
There's so many people who have just DM'd that just don't reply at all.
Bro, I guess like them. Do you know what it's worse, yeah? Mm. Because when we DM them, they see our content and they just know not to come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah, yeah.
they're coming on, it's a debate. It's not like you interview them about their pronouns.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the difference between delusion and reality?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They know it's going to be smoke, so then they just avoid it.
Yeah, like I guess. But you know, we're trying to not come across as smoky so that on the outer scope, we don't look like we're just trying to like get you, you know? Because we don't want to make them feel like that.
Yeah, of course.
We just want to dive into their opinions.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys do it in a base way because you're doing it for a reason, right? You're doing it for the algorithm, etc.
But you say you want it for their opinions. Do you know? Yeah. There's a difference between opinion and reality, though.
Yeah,
like,
of course, they can have
their opinion. They can you know, if we say what is a woman, people say it's anyone who identifies as a woman. That's absolutely incorrect. That's not reality, right?
But if they've like, let's say they've had parents who sort of advocate for that, and then they've had kids
long
and then from like birth basically they've been told all of that shit, and like for years and years it's been embedded in their brain.
It's wrapped,
and someone like you comes up to them and is like, you know how stupid you are right now,
but all within the screw.
Yeah,
tuning it a little bit. That's all within.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But like some people see that tweaking as
insults.
You know, either insulting, and you have to insult people in order to get them to tweak themselves.
That's true.
Or you have like subtle debates, like slowly and like over time, consistently. But then, you know, we don't really care about like everyone. We care about like our close circles.
Yeah.
So we're not going to do that consistent attack
unless
it's someone in our circle. And obviously that's been happening with Mr. Beast right now, isn't it?
Crazy,
Mr. Beast's friend. How do you feel about that, bro?
Bro, fuck. He better not crap a lawsuit on me, But
yeah, man.
It's crazy. I just think it's crazy. I do feel like it's a bit... Do what you want,
Yeah.
Calm. But I just think the way... I don't think Mr. Beast is comfortable with it. Right?
He's not.
I think he's restricted to what he says. Yeah. And what I've heard, which I don't know is true, is that apparently it's a humiliation ritual, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a conspiracy. But people say that someone out of them, because they've got so much influence, someone has to do something out of
drastic.
Do you know what I'm saying? To be part of the liberal group.
Yeah.
And to, you know, keep their clout and everything.
Yeah,
and
to win over their sympathy card, right?
That's all it is, bro. Yeah. And I just don't like... The thing I hate is that if someone comes up to you and says, listen, that's a bit iffy, you can't block them or like have a lawsuit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he had a lawsuit against someone because he said, yo, this ain't right. Like, you can't do that. Like, if you can have an opinion, if you can try and convince the youth
that
women are not actual women anymore,
who
should get a lawsuit? Me or the government? Do you know what I'm saying? Because you're getting away against reality. It's bro, I swear, man. Just gives me a migraine.
So you're saying you think there's a bigger agenda going on?
I think there's definitely a bigger agenda. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, from the outward perspective, if you look at, like, all of these clues that we've got and, like, what we're supposed to say is acceptable nowadays.
Bro, think
about
it.
Like, the ban has been stretched, right?
Bro, think about it. Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back when he was doing his music, he wasn't as blown up, but he was still decent, right? Look at him now. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if you want to dress like a woman, do what you want to do, but making videos, twerking with men... That it's not age restricted.
Yeah.
They got golden showers and everything. No age restriction, nothing.
Yeah. And that's not acceptable as well. That's the issue.
That's the big problem. Like, people then said, oh, what about Nicki Minaj? Nicki Minaj ain't doing half of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not accessible to children just like that. Like, I think Sam Smith's concert was accessible to everyone or something, but Nicki Minaj's or Cardi B's wasn't. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference. But like, Sam Smith, he's gone off his head, man. I'm telling you.
But it's funny because those people have the most impact, isn't it? It's the people who were like squeaky clean before doing the shit that they're supposed to do in whatever, you know, role they were assigned at birth, right, whatever. And then they kind of transitioned, and the people who were already fans of them for who they were and all of that are kind of in this dilemma of like, do I still continue being a fan? yes, I will, because he won me over in the earlier years.
Bro, the crazy thing is, like, when you look
at... That's the issue. They have the most impact, right?
Bro, when you look at Sam Smith's content, like, there's people in his comments that said, oh, my God, this is the real Sam Smith. He was never happy before. How the fuck do you know?
Yeah.
How do you, with 300 followers, know what Sam Smith is feeling?
I actually hate it when they use those kind of metrics to determine, like, oh, no, but he was probably, you know... Like wanting to kill himself, and now he's doing this, and now he's so happy. You know what I'm saying?
No. This is like part of a PR stunt, isn't
it? Yeah.
Bro,
but that's what people do. They make assumptions to justify their point, and like we'll do that as well. Obviously,
I get it.
Like that's how it works, right? But that's the thing. Like if they don't already have a point where it's like, okay, this is definitely right and this is definitely wrong, and I should have a discussion about it. If they don't have that filter where it's like I should have a discussion. Then you know they're gonna be corrupt. You know what I mean?
Definitely, bro. But that's what
then
I think.
They're gonna be boosted up, man.
I think that's what the left do, though. They cut out the right. They keep their liberal argument, and anyone who opposes it, they cut it out. We on our side, obviously, you've got extremes on both sides.
Yeah, but the
best thing to do is get a common ground somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And have both people debating their sides and show that to the media. Don't just cut off one side.
Yeah, show both.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I'm saying? Then we'll see where the conclusion comes
that's
to.
What I'm saying,
but like I said, TikTok, like during COVID and stuff, like. They're smart, right?
Yeah.
Like if you go to TikTok in China, it's actually like educational.
Yeah.
TikTok in the West is just soft porn at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because when COVID came, the best thing the Chinese government did is push TikTok. Mm. Everyone's at home, everyone's on their phone looking for dopamine hits.
Mm.
Jump on TikTok. And now they've brainwashed people to think certain things. They've changed everyone's political views. And it's just the app's corrupted, bro. You go on the app for 1 minute, unless your For You page is slick. Apart from that, bro, I don't know what I see sometimes.
I don't think you can really get your For You page slick. Like, I've tried a bunch of times to just try and get, like, educational content or, like, content that I can, like, comment on. No, it's true. Bro, listen,
I don't know about you.
My
might be sick.
I'm on the martial law wave, okay? Any Muslim girl who's listening right now, I don't do any haram, okay?
What a lie.
Yo, I've switched up, bro. It's been Ramadan. You know those fake Ramadanis? That's me, bro.
Yeah, okay.
That's me. So I hold that badge of honor right now, okay? I've been hungry for 30 days. I've tried to like edit it, or even like on Instagram, for example, because that's like the app that I use the most. I've tried to curate it, but then like shit always pops up from your previous recommendations.
Yeah.
And you know, it's always going to be a cycle because your brain is wired to fixate on that dopamine hit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that's the issue, right? But then Chinese government has made it like inaccessible to see those kind of dopamine hits as frequently.
That's
why you're saying it's smart.
It's so devilishly smart because it's like, bro, like you've done that, and it's crazy.
Yeah, man.
I guess they're more right in general, isn't it? But why did you start hating the left? What was
the thing is, I don't, starting the point? Thing is, his.
Yeah, would you identify as like right wing or like?
Nah, I would say. Bro, I'm like somewhat in the middle. I can understand somewhat of the left and somewhat of the right. Do you know what I'm saying? I just don't agree with the only problem I have is confusing delusion and reality. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For example, this whole trans agenda thing.
Yeah.
I understand you want to dress like a woman. I get it. But a trans woman is literally just a man who's pretending to be a woman. Because if you look at biology, we need to go back to the actual facts of science.
Look at
biology. What is a woman? Do you know what I'm saying? Like an adult human female. That's what a woman is.
Yeah.
Right? With the chromosomes and obviously the ability to reproduce. Obviously some women can't, but you know, that's a problem itself.
Anomalies.
Do you know what I'm saying? Anomalies. Yeah. But you can't, you know, you can't just now say, do you know what, we're changing the whole definition of a woman. Anyone can be a woman.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. Like how do you put that into reality? It makes no sense. And the problem I find is there's hardly any trans men. They're all trans women.
Mm.
The majority of them are men who have turned into women. Why?
Mm.
That's the question I want to ask.
Because it's the easier route.
Why is
in
that
their
the easier
eyes,
route?
You know, because the thing is, I feel like it's the people who kind of fail as men transition into women.
So then would you say a man's life is harder than a woman's then? Because women
are
transitioning into men.
Yeah, I mean, not really. It's like different paradigms, isn't it? Like our life is harder in like 50% of shit in life.
Yeah.
And theirs is harder in 50% of life. That's how it works, right? Because that's why the gender roles existed in the first place.
Exactly.
And that's why for years and years, that was the winning formula. You know, people are talking about the Krabby Patty formula. That's what it is.
The thing is with this whole agenda as well, is when you turn people away from being heterosexual, you turn them to be gay, lesbian, reproduction,
That's reduces. The start of it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We grew up with a lot of that kind of like rhetoric, isn't it? It's like just crazy, you know, bro. Don't be so mean to the gay people.
Yeah.
Is the words that come out of like a lot of teachers' mouths and stuff like that. And I feel like they definitely help to like push the agenda, you know.
100%. The thing is,
I feel like the government rely on people in general as a whole to 100%. Not be combative.
Yeah.
And I guess that's probably why me personally, I'm like more open to be combative these days.
Yeah.
Because I know that it leads to a better place. And every time that I've gone into like a combative situation or I've heard something that I didn't like as much, for example, CJ calling me fat, right? It then makes me do actions which has changed my trajectory.
100%. It just depends on how you think, because you can say that same word, you're fat, to some people and they'll take it in a negative way.
And then they'll be like, how dare you say that about yourself? That's I don't want to, like, I want to, you know, live in reality.
Have you seen this plus size stuff? This plus size, they're asking for extra seats or free seats on the plane. Like, I've never understood.
You gotta pay a fee.
It don't make sense. Like, I understand to some extent, yeah, you can have, you know, medical issues that don't allow you to lose weight, allow you to just be a bit chubby. I get it, yeah?
Yeah.
But when you actually, like me, I'm not in my perfect physique, but I know if I go back to year 12, I was skinny. Right, yeah, and I know I was this weight before that, and I knew what I did to get to that.
And then
I just got complacent for like 3 years.
Now
I'm like, I'm back into reality. I'm like, I've had people DM me, and the nicest way, they're like, we love your content, but like, you'd be taken so much more seriously if you were to take yourself seriously, in the sense that, you know, get into shape.
You know,
dress the way you dress, change it, and that. And I don't take it as insult. I'm like, I rate it because you're actually trying to help me.
You know what I'm saying?
If you come to me and say, you little fat fuck, go lose some weight, I'll be like, bro, come on, man. I get what you're saying. I agree, but come on, chill out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if someone comes and says it out of love. That's all it is, man. That's the way I see it. And like I said, the left.
And it's just the truth, isn't it? Like, you would get taken more seriously because of that.
100%.
Because there's like vanity metrics that still exist, and we're still like programmed in that way because we grew up in like the earlier generations.
100%.
Now, in this new era, I think that's actually probably going to change.
It's changed already.
And it's already changed. Like, changed, you look at like H3H3, for example, and people like that, you know, like they've completely changed their whole belief system. Even, you know, he used to be based, bro.
Yeah, he used to be based, and it used to be about...
And now he's like cross-dressing and stuff like that. And I'm not, like, you know, people can cross-dress, whatever, but, like, it's like cross-dressing as well as pushing opinions that you don't even believe yourself.
Yeah, I think, the main thing is just, it's just pandering. I think, because, I mean, I'm not going to say I used to watch him a lot back in the day, but I knew of him, innit, and I saw some of his clips. I think back in the day, it was more about just, you know, obviously, he does a bit of comedy in that as well, innit? You know, he's just, obviously, don't be so sensitive in it, like, obviously, blah blah blah, X, Y, and Z had this thing, and then suddenly he just flipped and just said, oh, okay, you know what, I'm just gonna be the ultimate SJW now, and you know, I'm just gonna point fingers at everyone.
Keyword,
oh, you can't do that, you can't say that, but then we're like, oh, but back in the day, you used to do a lot of the stuff you were claiming that you used to do a lot of that. You just look like a hypocrite, innit?
Yeah. Bro, it's crazy. The thing is, like I've said, like, when it comes to adults, you can do what you want. Dress up as a man, woman, an animal, don't give a shit. Let's not do that to children.
They're so funny, though. The ones who dress as animals,
it's so dumb. Like, bro, why are you on a fucking leash? I don't get it.
People have that complex. Some people want to be unleashed.
No, but the thing is, the problem with that,
they watch too much porn when they're younger.
That's exactly what it is. It's all porn.
Okay. I need to do something extreme to feel something.
It's literally porn, has ruined so much.
Yeah.
All this fucking BDSM shit, to the extreme level. Like, I don't know why men want to get slapped in bed. No sense to me. Even women who say I want to get, like, this is a woman who said I like getting beat up in bed. Bro, like, I guarantee you she'll be the first one to have a case against someone if someone did that. You gotta be careful nowadays.
Normally the ones who will put a case on there, because there's always been that guy who's gone too far on them because they've permitted it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's what it is. Like, you know, I had a girlfriend for a while.
And,
No, she wanted
to say.
You need to cut me out there. You need.
We're not misogynistic. Chill out, yeah. Don't take that seriously, please.
Yeah, but she basically asked me to, like, you know, slap her and stuff like that. And obviously, I feel like every girl asks to be slapped on, like, the ass or whatever. I feel like every girl asks for that. And that's kind of different.
This is
like
a turn.
Being slapped in the face is crazy.
This guy's getting flashbacks. Oh, shit.
He's like, wait, let me just sit back for him.
Shit, this guy's going for it right now.
I haven't watched porn in ages, guys. That's what it is. See, the halal pathway changed me. I'm hungry. Nah, I'm joking.
Don't watch porn, man. Just get rid of that shit.
But yeah, no, she wanted me to, like, fully go at it. And I got, like, uncomfortable in the moment. I was like, yo, like, this is too much now, you know? I get, like, some fetishes, like, you know, we'll play it out, but, like, that is crazy.
That is,
like, you want to feel, you want to hear the impact kind of thing. That's
I don't
what
know
she
what she's trying
for.
To hear, bro.
Nah, it's the girls that I don't know how common this is, but girls who like to role play as if they're, like, being, like, assaulted or, like,
CNC. Consensual, non-consensual.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that even means.
Yeah, like, I'm like, bro, listen, any girl that wants me to do that, like, I'm not doing that.
It's scary, bro. It's so scary.
Well, it's jeopardizing, like, yourself. Yeah, that's 100%. The way I see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's that you're doing the whole for yourself. Imagine you're going with a girl and she's like, oh, stop it. You're like,
it's fucked. It's so, that's what I'm saying. It's so, like, when someone says they're into CNC, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Safe. Go.
Yeah.
You
that,
find
that's
someone
my
else.
Cue.
Like,
that's my cue.
I ain't jumping in nothing.
If anything,
now,
like, I find all of these icks, like, cringy, but, like, I'm gonna say that is my number one ick now.
Is it? You have an ick? That's an ick itself, bro. You
didn't.
That's
what we said in another.
This guy's too much on TikTok, bro.
about you're trying to find educational content.
Bro, come on. You don't find educational content on TikTok, right?
No, you
that's
don't.
That's not the way.
You big difference, bro.
What do you
don't.
Think I find on TikTok, guys? If you guys can visualize the fucking TikTok page, then you guys might be seeing some stuff too. Like,
when I first got an account, right, I haven't actually used TikTok properly since, right? I've got an account. It was going to be for my...
That's a nice caveat.
My side hustle, innit? That was mainly what I was going to use it for, and I still haven't actually used it. The first video that came up to me, like, it was just a random girl just dancing, doing something. I'm like, why?
What is going on? It makes no sense.
It's meant to desensitize you, though, isn't it?
But the thing is, like I said,
to keep you not thinking, to keep you not like
you're just mindlessly scrolling.
The thing is,
the problem isn't when it comes to adults. Adults can do whatever they want. Mm. It's the kids I'm stressed about here.
It's when
you start pushing this, like the drag queens in schools.
Why?
Like, what is the need for that? Come on.
That's the thing
it is. It's bait that's programming.
But people
want to say, no, we should be open to this. Mm. You're just accepting
pedophilia. There must be a reason why they can get away with stuff that is that bait.
How has
the needle moved so far to the point where they can do that?
I think
because that's obvious. Clear cut.
Well, it all comes down to is the mentality, is the kind of, you can call it the woke
agenda.
Not agenda, the woke, I was saying mentality or the woke. Or just how
the woke mob, man.
How they operate in it. It's like, they create this environment where you can't, any form of, like, criticism, any form of, like, concern against a certain group of people who they've deemed as, like,
like, endangered.
Yeah, they're endangered.
You know how, like, the WWF ads, like, you know, they have, like, the endangered species on there. It's like, those ones are the endangered ones because they have less population.
Yeah, but
therefore, they are the most likely to be deaded out.
Yeah, any form of criticism, you just put a label.
So they have to band together.
You put a label, okay, if you have anything, if you say any criticism, no matter how valid it is, it's just, oh, you're anti this now, you're anti that, or you just hate this group of people. So it gets everyone in this state where everyone's too scared to, like, to actually say anything. Even if they think something, they're not gonna speak out.
People just don't listen. They're like, even people listening to this,
someone
out of nowhere, when I joked about slapping, is gonna call me misogynistic.
They're not listening.
Mm. They're just finding a clip to find how can we make this guy look like an idiot? Fuck him up. Yeah. Cool, let's put this clip out there. That's what they did to Andrew Tate. That's what they did to Sneaker. All of these guys.
Yeah.
That's how they screwed everyone up. They don't listen. They're just finding ways to catch you out. And that's just how it is. Like, to those, that's why I say, when you say something, say it if you mean it, but generally just don't give a fuck if what people say. Because if when you give a fuck what people say, they can cancel you.
Yeah.
If you don't give a fuck, what are you gonna do? Do you know what I'm saying? Ban my TikTok account. I've been banned 4 times on TikTok, bro. Ban me again.
How did you feel when your first account got banned, man?
Bro, I can't lie. The first
I'm gonna check the account.
The thing is, the first one or two bans, I was. Isn't it, bro? Man forgot about me. You know
bro, what you think my eyes are not there? Come on, my eyes are everywhere.
Nah, do you know what? First one or two accounts, I was like, we hadn't got that many views. It was like 300-400 views per video. Cool, yeah. One of them was doing all right. It started doing like 10k views, 20k views. That got banned. I was like, cool, we can run that up again.
Yeah.
Bro, open an account. I kid you not, it was like a Thursday night, yeah?
Yeah.
I posted about one video in the morning, one video at night. The second video hit about one mil. Yeah, on my second video, and we had like 6k followers already. So I was like, shit, this account is going to the moon. Because the public interviews we do, they do good. Okay, it's the podcast, actually, we're trying to find ways to make it bang, right? Because people want to see the other content. So I was like, cool, this account's got potential. I posted the video that night again, yeah. Bro, I woke up to a screenshot of my boy, Goonie. He sends me a message. He goes, it says, Universal Thoughts, banned. I'm like, fuck off, man. I'm like, nah. I didn't even get a warning. Because on my main TikTok account that for my own channel, on that, I had like six warnings, bro. Mm. Six violations, and they still let me off. They're telling me, I got no violation, nothing. I just woke up to it gone.
Yeah.
So I was like, what can you do, bro? It's just, you got to keep going. But
how do you visualize that in your head? Do you see it as like, okay, someone has seen that, they've seen your previous stuff, and they're like, okay, we need to ban this guy. Is that how you see it in your head? Or do you see it as like, okay, there's just some like automated violations here, and I crossed the boundary on one of them? How do you see
it? I don't see it being violation though. Because I said on my personal account, on my personal TikTok, I've said similar stuff. And it's like, I've got six violations. How the hell do you have six violations and you can't sell there? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like it's more about the reaction though.
Nah, but not right. even. Because even, like I said, some of the stuff is literally women, like even using the language whore. Gets you violated on that. But it's like, I've done that, but I've still managed to rack up views. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, it's not that deep because you can work around it. You start to realize what pushes your videos and what doesn't.
Yeah.
But when it's like, you don't get a warning, you just wake up to being banned to a video that isn't even that deep.
There's no way
AI can catch on to that. Mm. Right? And I'm just like, there has to be someone who authorizes all of this. AI sends it to someone. They have a little team looking at it. And that makes sense, fuck them. Do you know what I'm saying? Something like that, man. I don't know. It's annoying.
Because a lot of people wonder about that shit, isn't it? It's like, do they actually have a team of people just like authorizing or not authorizing certain stuff? They must do, right?
They have
in
to.
In like many different countries.
But there has to be, because if you call up customer service in some of these places and be like, I want my TikTok account back, or email TikTok, they'll look at it.
Yeah.
So someone's there sitting there to have a look at it, because AI can't do everything. AI is gonna have error.
But
I said, once you, I think the best thing to do is like, what I did before I made like another account is I opened an account just to play with. I said, cool, let me actually not censor some words. Let me see if it gets banned. Let me see what gets violated. What can I do? Once you spend a week or two figuring it out.
Like back testing.
I was just kind of just testing to see that, you know, what's getting triggered. And then you start figuring out how to like how to fill them and how not to like get triggered on TikTok. From then, that's it. Then we start running up accounts again. And I was like, now we've got to keep it consistent. That's the main thing, man.
Mm. So what, you were always doing content and stuff like that? I know we spoke a little bit about this before.
So like, I would say when I first started YouTube, was like, bro, year nine. Year nine. And then I did like, just right, you know, the whole like road to division one on FIFA. I made like two videos on that.
You're one of them, Donnie.
FIFA crackhead. Next level, bro.
I think we all were at one point, innit?
Bro, used to wake up at 6 a.m. and I would finish at like 2 a.m. My whole day, bro. Calling up everyone have slots with me, like, oh, this guy's free at that time, calling up, bro, like co-op or pro clubs, which one?
At
night, yo, everyone jumping on, rotation. It's crazy. But
roll off.
That's how it is, man. That's how it is when you're young. But then year nine did content for like, what, like 6 months, bro? And I was like, cool, like, I was a bit embarrassed, innit? Like, when you're there, you're a bit like,
yeah, because
oh,
you were
shit.
Thinking about what people think,
innit? And then as like time just went by, I started to like restrict myself as to who I actually am, because I've always been jumpy, extroverted, rowdy, everything. Like, I've never been one to be quiet.
I
can't do it. And then I was like, why have I not done something like more content, just being me, just doing what the hell I want to do? Do you know what I'm saying? Just put myself out there, because I know how I am with people. I can create a certain energy.
Was there any point when you were like around people and stuff like that where you started to like hold yourself back a bit to like who you are?
Definitely.
And like, talk about that time, because I feel like that time would probably tell
the story. It was more, I would say, in sixth form going into uni.
So what happened, bro?
Sixth form, it was just different, because it was like, I went, bro, I don't know what happened. I just don't know. Like, I just, because I used to go, I went to a whole different school. No idea where the people are. It's a new
environment. So you had friends beforehand, like you were extrovert there, blah, blah, blah. And then like you moved over.
Exactly. But yeah. I was still loud and rowdy, but I was like, I wasn't thinking about anything apart from my A-levels. Because at that point, it's either you get your A-levels or you're not going to have a job or something. They stress you out bare. I'm just trying to do that, all of that kind of stuff. And then I went to uni. And then at uni, I was like, yo, well, I was just an open guy. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're out, you're living out, you know, everyone there is not extroverted, but they become extroverted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you just think whatever people have the freedom to for the first time, especially like Asian girls, for example.
100. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what, bro.
100%.
Do you know what I'm saying? I
don't know. Yeah. Bro, I'm making a point, man. You don't have to belittle every point that I make. I have to, bro. This is why people hate you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? This is why you're four cards banned, okay? You gotta relax, man.
This guy's on smoke. This guy said, I don't come on smoke. He came on smoke.
Nah, I feel you, though. I understand what you're saying. Nah, it makes sense, but so went to uni, whatever, and then but then when I started Universal Thoughts, I was literally, because I used to post all my conspiracies that I talk about COVID and all that on Insta, and I had about 700 posts, bro, like stories, and I was like, holy shit, why is this not somewhere else? Because I know people, some people would fuck with it, do you know what I'm saying? So let me put it out there. And then I made the idea, I was like, cool, in about, I think it was like 2022. I should have started this in 2020. It started 2 years later. I was like, cool.
That's how it is though, man. We should have started like earlier.
Because you start saying to yourself, like, is it worth it? How are you going to do it, right?
100%.
So then I had a group chat with two of my other boys and I was like, yo, like, this is what I want to do, cool. One of them just straight to me said, listen, I want to jump on a few episodes. I said, cool. A week later, he's like, yo, I want to be a co-host. I said, cool. I was like, because me and him, our energies matched. You know what I'm saying? I've known him for like 10 years now, Gorni. And then after that, I was like, he ain't even a co-host anymore. He's just a host now. So we both just said it's both our podcast. Mm-hmm. The more I worked with him, the more I done content with him, he also brought out like the actual me as well. Because he was like, bro, why are you so scared to say shit?
Yeah.
Like this whole thing about what is a woman? We were gonna do this a year ago when we started,
But
I said to him, nah, bro, like cancel culture in it. Nah, I don't like you want to do it. You do it. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually he was like, bro, you just gotta do it. Stop being a pussy. Do you know what I'm saying? You just gotta do it. And he said the only way you get cancelled is if you say something absolutely retarded. And or if you know, you think you can be cancelled. Do you know what I'm saying? And he's like, bro, you ain't got 100k followers to be cancelled. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, who's gonna cancel you?
That's the biggest thing.
Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you're not there yet, you don't have the accolades yet to be cancelled yet.
That's the best thing about it, because if you start off with this attitude now, say whatever fuck you want, you can't be cancelled, because every follower you gain up to the top is gonna side with what you've been saying. So you can say outrageous shit. It's people like, you know, KSI, the Beta Squad and them lot. Those guys have obviously kept themselves in a bubble. So if they say something outrageous now, it's long.
Because
they've put themselves in that bubble now. If you're just out of there from day one, like I said, Tate. Who the fuck's gonna answer my guy? From day one, he's been on it. Sneeko's been on it. So many people have just been on it from day one, and you can't cancel them, right? I mean, Matt Walsh, he made a whole documentary about what is a woman. My man's not cancelled. Do you know what I'm saying? He's just chilling. So, and then I said to myself, the more I started making content with him, the more I started doing the public interviews, I was like, holy shit, why have I not got my own channel where I just do things that I want to do, right?
And then
I've done a few things. Like, I remember we went to Birmingham, right? On a night out, and I recorded a video there, and I was like, fuck, this is my environment. Like, I'm out there screaming on the whole of Broad Street. Asking people, like, would you let your partner go clubbing without you? And I'm making a racket everywhere I go, and the content I got was sick out of it. Sick views on TikTok, all of that. I'm like, cool, so this is me now, And I had to, sometimes you have to sit down in your room and ask yourself, what do you want? Like, what are you actually doing shit for? Like, because I know what I've been like in high school growing up. I've always been like, I can create an energy around me that's like positive. Like, if I'm negative, I can create that.